I first want to thank both the staff of the Project Inspire for inviting me and for giving me the warm welcome that they gave, and to all of you for all the warm words of chizuk, and at least I've been inspired. I don't know if I accomplished inspiring anybody else, but thank you for inspiring me. And I just feel a little intimidated. I noticed on the program this is the second keynote that I'm giving. I usually give keynote on Tisha B'Av. I don't know if there's some kind of hint in that. And also, having to give a second keynote reminds me of the Chazan who gave a performance, and when he finished his last number, they asked for an encore. So he sang it again. And when he finished it again, they asked him for another encore, and he sang it again. And after seven times singing the same song, he said, "I am flattered that you keep wanting to hear this song, but how many times?" And somebody in the back yelled out, "Till you do it right." So I hope that this time I say this keynote, it'll be right. And now the world is divided into three 2,000-year epics. The first 2,000 years were called the 2,000 years of Tohu Vavohu. The second 2,000 years were the 2,000 years of Torah. And the last 2,000 years are the time when potentially Mashiach could come. Those are the 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. Chazal are very clear when the 2,000 years of Torah began. From the Hanefesh Asher Osu Becharu. From the time that Avram Avinu went out and created his project Inspire and went out to bring the world closer to a recognition of God. It always bothered me. Torah existed before that. Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Noach that Noach learned Torah. Adam HaRishon learned Torah. Why did the 2,000 years of Torah start only from the time that Avraham Avinu went out to influence others? The answer is, as we said on Leil Shabbos, Torah, its very nature, is that it has to be shared with others. Torah is not the domain of any individual. Torah is lilmol al menas lelamed. That is the minimum. A person has to share his Torah with others, and therefore the 2,000 years of Torah didn't start from Noah who learned Torah, but it started from Avram Avinu who went out and shared his Torah with others. Why is that? Why is Torah in its very essence the minimum? Torah has to be shared and can't be the domain of any individual. Chazal tell us that when the Torah was received, it was received ki ish echad belev echad. We were one person with one heart. Now that sounds like it was very nice that the Jewish people united to receive the Torah, but it wasn't just nice. It was crucial. The Torah could not have been received in any other way. One reason is because we pride ourselves that we received the Torah with 613 commandments. That is a fallacy. There is no one in this world who could ever fulfill 613 commandments. Because certain mitzvahs are only for Kohanim. So if you're not a Kohen, forget about it. So what are you going to tell me? Okay, Kohanim have 613 mitzvahs. Not true. Because if you're a Kohen, you have mitzvahs that don't apply to you. No Kohen will ever fulfill the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen from the side of a father because he's exempt from that mitzvah. So you're a Kohen, you have mitzvahs that no Yisrael could ever have. And if you're a Yisrael, you have mitzvahs that no Kohen could ever have. If you're a man, you have mitzvahs that no woman could ever have. But if you're a woman, you have mitzvahs that no man could ever have. At least in my lifetime, I'm hoping that no man will ever bring the sacrifice after childbirth. It's not a man's mitzvah. So if you're a Kohen, you have mitzvahs that no Yisrael has. If you're Yisrael, you have mitzvahs that no Kohen has. If you're a man, you have mitzvahs that no woman has. And if you're a woman, you have mitzvahs that no man has. So unless you're a Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, man and woman wrapped into one, which today may be possible, but under normal circumstances was not, you can't have 613 mitzvahs. So what is this concept that we accepted a Torah with 613 mitzvahs? The answer is we didn't accept the Torah as individuals. And the Torah is not the domain of any individual. But the Torah is the domain of Klal Yisrael. And we accepted it ke'ish echad b'lev echad, like one person with one heart, because that's the only way we could have accepted it. Because the only way the Torah is complete. It's even more than that. The Zohar says that Yisrael is an acronym. It stands for the following words. Yeshishim ribui osios latorah. There are 600,000 letters to the Torah. The idea being, simply, that there are 600,000 letters in the Torah, there are 600,000 root souls of the Jewish people, and every Jew is a letter in the Torah. There's only one problem with that. There aren't 600,000 letters in the Torah. So you say, okay, plus or minus a few, you know, gematrias are never exact. So how many letters are there in the Torah? 304,588. That's not plus or minus one or two. That's like 300,000 are missing. So unless we have the Reader's Digest condensed version, something's wrong. So what does it mean? I know about 11 answers to that question. The Pnei Yeshua speaks about it in Kiddushin. But Lefi Aniyus Da'ati, there's no question. The question would only be if it said, Yeshishim Ribui Osios Batorah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. Then it's not true. There aren't 600,000 letters in the Torah. And you need to somehow answer that question. But if it said, Yeshishim Ribui Osios Batorah, it wouldn't spell Yisrael. It would spell Yisra'ab. In order to spell Yisrael, it has to be Yeshishim Ribui Osios LaTorah, which means the following. There are 304,000 letters in the written Torah, but that Torah is not complete unless you add another 600,000 letters. And those 600,000 letters are the souls, the root souls of the Jewish people. And we're all part of a cluster of souls that are part of those root souls of Klal Yisrael. The Torah is not complete, and yet, unless Yeshishim Ribi Osios La Torah, added to the Torah, connected to the Torah, and unless every Jew is connected to the Torah is not complete. And just like in the written Torah, if one letter is missing, the Torah is not a Torah. If one Jew is missing, then the Torah is not a Torah. So until all Jews recognize their heritage and are part and bring out their letter that has to be added to the Torah is incomplete. So therefore the Torah is not the domain of any individual. It's the domain of all of Klal Yisrael. And it's significant that every Jew is a letter in that Torah. And therefore, the greatest fulfillment of Yohavta L'Re'acha Kamocha, loving your fellow Jew as yourself, the greatest expression of that love, the Medrash HaGadol says, Ad Shiyeh Kamocha B'deos, if you were fortunate, the Rabbanu Shel Olam guided your life, that you should be able to know that you're a letter in a Torah. You know what a Torah is? And you know how to enhance the letter that you are. Then you should want that for every other Jew. You should want what you have. It should be important to you. Not only should you want for your fellow Jew your material success, just like you want material success for yourself, you want it for someone else, physical success, but spiritual success. As much as I want it for myself and I appreciate it when I have it, I want the same thing for someone else. That is the fulfillment of the Ahavta Re'acha Kamocha, and perhaps that's what Rabbi Akiva meant when he said the following. The Ahavta Re'acha Kamocha Zeh Klal Gadol BaTorah. We normally understand that to mean that loving your neighbor is a principle in Torah. But I think it means something else. Rabbi Akiva was telling us that this loving your Jewish neighbor, loving your fellow Jew, is not just something that applies to material things and physical things, but zeklal gadol b'Torah, it applies to Torah itself, that you should love your fellow Jew and want for them the same levels of Torah that you were able to reach, that you were able to have. Want for them Torah also, not just physical, material success. It's a klal gadol b'Torah. It also applies to Torah. It doesn't only apply to physical and material things. And therefore, as we said Friday night, the very essence of Torah, Adam la'amal yula, the person was created to toil in this world, to bring out the potential that God gave us, each and every one of us, and gave the world in general, and we are supposed to toil and bring that potential and actualize it. That's amal. And the Marsha says, Adam la'amal yulad, la'amal is also an acronym. Lilmod al-menas l'lamed. You're supposed to want to learn. And learning includes observing. And you have to do it in order to teach others also. And that doesn't mean you have to be a teacher. But it means that you have to share your Torah with others, because the Torah is never the domain of an individual. It's always meant to be given and shared with others. And don't misunderstand to think that therefore somebody who's sitting in a Beis Medrash and learning Torah, Chas V'Sholom, is doing something wrong because he's not out there sharing his Torah. He is sharing his Torah. He should be. He's sharing his Torah with his Chevrusa. He's sharing his Torah with people in the Beis Medrash that don't know as much as him. If he comes in contact with people and he can share his Torah, then he takes that opportunity. But the people who are sitting in a Beis Medrash, just as much in Eretz Yisrael, we tell people that we need people sitting and learning Torah, because the soldiers in the field, physical soldiers, get their protection from those people learning Torah. Torah creates a more secure world. Torah gives power of existence to the world. And somebody who sits and learns Torah in an intense way is giving security and existence to the world. And if there are Jewish soldiers on the front, the power they have to be successful comes from the people sitting and learning Torah. The same thing applies over here. There are soldiers of Kiruv who have to go out and spread Torah to those that are estranged from Yiddishkeit, to those who know nothing about it. You come in contact with people daily. And that's what Project Inspire is all about. But do you know where you'll get the power as a soldier of Kiruv to be able to be Mekarit people, because there are people sitting in Bati Medrashos and learning Torah? And they'll give you the power to be able to be successful. And not only that, but the people who are learning Torah create a wellspring of Torah for the whole world. That helps to bring out the Hirhurei Tshuva. It helps to bring out the thoughts of repentance in every Jew. Their Torah helps to inspire that. And then your job will be easier. So there is a partnership also. People who are sitting and learning Torah, but they have to understand that their Torah has to be shared, but it can be shared within a Beis Medrash. And those people who are not necessarily Torosam Umnosam and come in contact on a daily basis with other people, then they have to share their Torah with those people. And the people who are sitting and learning Torah help to give that power, that should be successful. Klal Yisrael is one unit, and everybody does their part, and everybody benefits everybody else's part. And no two parts are the same. And when it comes to mitzvahs, not only Torah is lilmod al manas lalamed. Torah has to be shared. Mitzvahs also have to be shared. And I want to end with a medrash. The medrash appears in this week's Sedra, Bahar. It appears also in Rus Rabbah, so it's really relevant to Shavuos, and it's relevant to Parshas HaShavua. Omer Reb Yitzchak. Reb Yitzchak said, Limedcha HaTorah Derech Eretz. The Torah taught us Derech Eretz. Shekishiyase other mitzvah, have they also saw Belev Sameach. When you do a mitzvah, do it with a happy heart. She'ilu have yada Reuven. If Reuven would have known that the Torah was going to record that he tried to save Yosef, he would have put him on his shoulders and run home to his father with him on his shoulders. And if Aaron had known that the Torah was going to record that when he greeted Moshe Rabbeinu the first time after he was chosen to be the Redeemer, he would be happy in his heart, the Ro'acha, the Somach, the Libo, he would have come with a parade. The Ilu HaViyod of Boaz, if Boaz would have known that the Megillah was going to record that he gave Ruth some parched wheat to eat, he would have given her a banquet. Now this medrash is extremely difficult. First of all, we normally understand Derech Eretz to mean something between man and man. That's Derech Eretz, Midos Tovos. Derech Eretz is proper behavior. What in the world does Derech Eretz have to do with doing a mitzvah, Balev Sameach, doing a mitzvah with a happy heart? Secondly, it seems from this medrash that these great people did what they did, but had they known that they were going to get publicity, Torah was going to record it, they would have done it better. Because they would have liked the PR. Chas v'shalom. That's what it means. Thirdly, what is the lesson? When you do a mitzvah, do it with a happy heart. It says in the Torah that Aaron did the mitzvah with a happy heart. What would a parade made it better? The Torah says, V'ro'acha v'somach b'libo. He'll do it with a happy heart. He'll greet you as the Redeemer with a happy heart. What was missing by Aaron? Therefore, I think what the Medrash is telling us is the following. First, let's define Derech Eretz. The Rambam, in the Mishnayos and Kiddushin, explains the term Derech Eretz in the following way. Derech Eretz has many meanings. They all have a common thread that unites them. Derech Eretz sometimes means proper behavior. Midos Tovos. Sometimes Derech Eretz means family relations. Husband-wife relations is called Derech Eretz. Sometimes Derech Eretz refers to the economy. Earning a living is also called Derech Eretz. What is the common thread between all these things? Anything that helps create the way of the world, that helps create a functioning society, that is called Derech Eretz. It's the way to create Eretz, to create a functioning society. And therefore, proper conduct between people makes a society possible. Otherwise, there is total anarchy. And husband-wife relationships, make society possible, because if there are no people, there is no society. And economy makes society possible, because without an economy, there can't be a society. So all these things are derech to eretz. They're the path and the way to create a functioning society. When you do a mitzvah, and you do it for yourself, I always like to give this example. The example is an anachronism, because I don't think half of you will know what I'm talking about. But I'm a creature of habit, and I've always given this example, so I'm going to give it again too. If you want to kosher a chicken, believe it or not, they kosher chickens. You don't even know what a chicken looks like. You think it doesn't have a head or legs. Chickens have legs, they have heads. And at some point, they soak them and they salt them to take out the blood. That's called koshering a chicken. You want to kosher a chicken, you soak it and you salt it and you're finished. But if you want to teach your daughter how to kosher a chicken, then you do it in a much more demonstrative way. You don't just do it perfunctorily to be yotze, but you show her, see, this is salt. You make a big deal about it. And then you show her, hey, this is water. We're going to now soak the chicken in the water. This is a chicken. And you make a big deal about it. When you want to teach someone else, you want to impress them, you do it in a much more demonstrative way. Whatever the Torah records is a lesson for all generations. Had Reuven known that the Torah was going to record what he did, he would have realized it wasn't just a personal mitzvah that he was doing for that moment, but he was a teacher for all generations. Every time someone opens a Chumash Bereishis and reads that parsha, they're learning from Reuven. He's teaching them. Then he would have done it in a more demonstrative way. He wouldn't have just had a Leiv Sameach. He would have done it in a way that others could see his Leiv Sameach. Kishayasa of the mitzvah. Have a osa osa b'Leiv Sameach. Not that you should have a Leiv Sameach. Do it in a way that others can see your Leiv Sameach. And if Aaron would have known that the Torah was going to record what he did, that he was going to be a teacher, that he was going to be a model for others, he wouldn't have only had a good heart, a happy heart. He would have come with a parade so others could have seen his happy heart. And the same thing with Boaz. That's Derech Eretz. The Torah taught us Derech Eretz. You are not functioning as an individual privately ever in this world. Every single thing you do can be a model to others. And just as much as Torah has to be shared and is not the domain of any individual, mitzvahs also have to be shared, and they're not the domain of any individual. Something in life that you experience, Chasdei Hashem, you have a mitzvah not only to thank God, no delecha, unesaper tilasecha, you have to tell it over to others, that they should benefit from the kindness that God gave you. They should be able to learn from it. Because nothing is the domain of an individual. Everything is to create a functioning spiritual society that others also should benefit from what you do, should learn from you, should be a model. You should be a model. And the Medrash ends with the following. V'hayom Eliyahu Melech HaMoshiach Kosvam. Tanakh is not finished. There are Kisvei HaKodesh being written in Shemayim by Eliyahu and Melech HaMoshiach. And I am sure that Project Inspire has a whole parsha. And each and every one of us have a pasuk at least. Who knows, maybe more. And we don't have the luxury to say, if we only would have known, then we would have done it differently. Because we know, the Medrash told us. And you know, because I told you. And after 120 years, I'm going to be there, and you're not going to be able to say, I didn't know. I'm going to say, you did know, I said. So don't think you're going to have the same excuse that Reuven
and Aaron and Boaz had. They had the excuse. If they would have known. You know. So we know that very possibly what we do is going to make an impression for all time, for all people. We're not doing our mitzvahs as individuals. We're doing them as models for everyone. Eliyahu u'melech ha-moshiach kostom. Va'akadosh baruch hu chosem al yodam. And the Rabbanu Shlom seals it. And when those kisvei ha-kodesh, when those additions to Tanakh will be revealed in the future, then each and every one of us will have that mark that we made through the things that we did on others. And because we know we should do it in a way that affects others also. To do the mitzvahs that we do, whether we are actively inspiring others and influencing others and teaching others and bringing others close, or we're doing our own private mitzvahs. There are no private mitzvahs. Do it in a way that when it's recorded, it'll be recorded in a way that all people can learn from it. Because Torah is not the domain of individuals. Torah is the domain of Klal Yisrael. And we all are part of Klal Yisrael. And we all have a responsibility to Klal Yisrael. And Emir Tzashem, if we do that, then we will affect in ourselves and in others real tshuva. Tshuva is not just for the people out there, it's for ourselves too. And we'll also return to the source that we're supposed to be at, and we'll bring others with us. And in the schus of tshuva, Klal Yisrael will be redeemed. V'yaskol el tzedek v'heirav yamim.